Praise the Lord, God is good, isn't he?
All the time.
All the time. Well, it certainly is a joy once again to do something that I'm sure we all love to do, and that is open the scriptures with like-minded believers that really love God and his word. And those of us who want to be a part of something that really honors him, with the goal in mind that we could all learn something. Or maybe two things. And it's the heart of God's word that we're really trying to get across while being committed to the accuracy and integrity of it, to really touch the hearts of people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to be looking at a topic I find quite practical. And unfortunately, it's something that the outside world is not too good at doing. Sadly, as it currently stands, the way to be successful in this fallen world is to bow down to the ideologies and to submit to them, basically denouncing your status of a child of God. And I think it's reasonable to assume that we've all encountered situations like these.
Yeah.
You know, we've all heard things from the news, from the media, from other people, from this, from that. We've all heard things that are contrary and the complete opposite to what God has said about us, about who we are, and about what life should be like, and about simple things that he has made and how they should be seen or utilized. You know what? This happens all the time. But yet, here we are. We still love God, we love his word, we love one another, and we do our best day by day to put our feet firmly on the ground and take a stand with what we've been taught over the years.
Yeah.
But one thing is certain. God's desire is still for all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
So what I would like to share with you this evening, I've entitled Rooted and Grounded. I'm not sure about any of you, but I get tired sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are verses of Scripture that do deal with that subject matter. But the best picture I can paint for you is this. Have you noticed that over the last few years that it's getting more and more difficult to just do normal things on a day-to-day basis?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to be able to go out and work our 9-to-5 jobs, come home. You know, if we had family, some of you are older and have families, be able to come home, you know, do your stuff with your family and go to bed. But nowadays, it's like you can't do anything or go anywhere without encountering something or someone that drains some type of energy from you. Like, I can't even go to work these days without watching the way I speak, without quote-unquote, offending someone.
Mm.
And ironically, it's like today's technology, today's phones. You can't go anywhere without a phone charger. And it seems that more frequently, our phones need to be charged a lot more and for a lot longer to be able to perform at their peak capacity. And that's the same thing that's happening to us. We need to be recharged in order to stay grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we disconnect from godly principles, we lose power.
Amen.
Plain and simple. Now, could it possibly be that for us too, that we can feel as if we've lost our grounding with all the pressures, the burdens, the cares, the worries, the political environment, the ever-changing cultural field, you know, things like that. All these things, well, they're coming at us all at once. And what do? Well, from the moment you wake up, basically, to the moment you go to bed, it's just, it's information,
mm-hmm.
constant information. And all these things, they loosen our roots a little bit. And they cause us to become tired at times. And when we're tired, all we want to do is put everything down and try to find the easiest thing that will maximize our comfort for that moment. And you know what? Many people today, they just like to submit to these things in order to be left alone. But that does not fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is another thing. You know, when you get depressed, you like to sleep a lot. That doesn't fix the problem. Sleep, exercise, good diet, all these things are available to the natural man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we need more than just these physical realities. And we have been provided by the Father a simple solution. And it's called the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God keeps us strong, rooted, and grounded. So I've listed just a few ways for us to stay grounded. Now, these are just a few. The list goes on and on. Number one comes from one of the shortest verses in the whole entire Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And this should come at no surprise. In other words, get alone with God and spend some time with Him. When your prayer life increases, you tend to see more results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone isn't feeling productive, life becomes very boring. You know, prayer is for the impossible, right? Prayer is for getting yourself out of the physical realm and into the spiritual realm. It's for putting yourself into a direct position with God face to face. And this is a subject that we've looked at time and time again, but it really is a tool that is underestimated by so many people, even born-again Christians. But actively seeking God and having a conversation with Him makes us spiritually strong. Number two, stop worrying. Nobody ever does that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, many times, people tend to fall off their rails and begin to doubt, especially when the storms of life start brewing. And their solid ground is tested. Another example I can give you is this giant, what kind of tree is this? A ficus tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Giant tree outside. You know, for those of you not in California, we've had some pretty wild weather the past few weeks. And I'm talking strong winds,
yeah, very strong.
Pouring rain, flooding, the biggest ocean waves that we've probably ever seen in the last 20, 30 years, breaking over the boardwalk walls by the beach. The list goes on and on. But the tree outside remains planted. And they say a strong root system supports the growth of the fruit or the flowers on the tree or the plant at hand. Now, when we have a strong foundation in God's Word, our worries and cares almost go completely away. And Philippians 4:6, you're welcome to turn there, but we all know this one. It says, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Okay, moving on. Number three. Whatever you do, don't look down. Look to Him in all things. Well, folks, when you don't look up, you look down.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look down, what are we looking at? Emails, text messages, mm-hmm. social media, the list goes on and on. Looking down puts us back in ourselves and back into our own fleshly abilities and feelings. You know, we have to look up at our spiritual status, who we are, what we've been made to be, and who God is. Not what we aren't, not what we can or can't do, or how much we may feel tired or inadequate at times. You know, the flesh is the most temporary thing of all. We have a new life in Christ. Another way of saying this is to water our roots with spiritual food. The Word, and nothing but the Word. And, you know, plant life will slowly die out if it does not receive the proper amount of water. Number four, last but not least, diligence. Be diligent. You know, it's going to take a little bit of yard work to water our roots. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more than just going to church once a week. And many people, you know, they go to church on Sunday and then they go out and they continue on life's way. Well, guess what? If we don't put in some effort to remain grounded, it doesn't take long for the enemy to swoop right back down and get us to where we were before. Talk us out of it. Happens to people all the time. And we need to surround ourselves with the right environment. And sometimes we might need to ask for help. We might need to see if there's a fellow believer or two to help us out and speak the word into our lives. That's what the one body of Christ does. You know, it's easy to look down and kind of let gravity do its thing. So with that, with all this being said, you know, these were just a few things, but I strongly feel that we've developed a strong foundation already. And like I mentioned on Sunday, I'm proud of the ministry that we've developed over the years, because we are a 24/7 on-call full-time ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, the world loves, there's this talk out there in the world about being proud of who you are. Well, guess what? That thing, that very thing, applies to us more so as God's children. So be proud of who you are and what the Word says about you. And these are truths that don't have an expiration date. So, bless your hearts tonight. I'm thankful to be able to hold forth just a few of the truths that are of many in this matchless Word of God. And, you know, God works in each of us. And there's no harm in getting alone with Him and asking for His guidance. Because we need Him. You know, we're only human. But this flesh is so temporary. I mean, just think about it. Think about where we're going to end up at some point in time. Not here. But while we are here, we need to water our roots so that we can stay firm and planted on the Word of God and His promises. Okay?
Yes.
So, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You tonight and we thank You for bringing us into Your family, Father. Because that's our foundation, and that's how we stay rooted and grounded. For You and for You only, Father. So I pray for each heart here, as well as those who have called in, Father, that You continue working in our lives so that we can bear fruit. So thank You for these things, Father. And it's in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.